Coming up next, we have Chester.
It started out as a feeling, which then grew into a hope, which then turned into a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet word. And then that word grew louder and louder, till it was a battle cry. I'll come back when you call me. No need to say goodbye. Just because everything's changing doesn't mean it's never been this way before. Pick a star on the dark horizon and follow the light. You'll come back when it's over. No need to say goodbye. You'll come back when it's over. No need to say goodbye.
So this is Chester singing a song from Narnia, Prince Caspian.
We have heard this before.
The call,
because Arya did call. This last season.
Oh, it sounds so much different without the music.
Yeah, Arya did this last season. I forget what round she did for, but she did it for something.
I think it was the sequel Contempt. Round.
Was it sequel or Contempt?
One of those two.
She definitely did it. I remember this.
Mm-hmm. All right. For me, the first thing I have is background noises at beginning. Your voice is very pretty in this. I heard a pop at goodbye. There was a section where I didn't know if the lyrics were all over or if it was just one word, which was over. But I don't know if... blanking out here. Okay, this note says, all over, lyrics, ? I don't know if it was actually two words or just the word over. And let's see. For me, some of the things that kind of were a little iffy for me sounding was the switch from head voice and chest voice. And that's all I have.
Oh, and then
I'm still getting used to
like who do I come after? I don't remember. I come after Zelina. Okay. So Chester, I really liked your tone on this. But back up from the microphone a little bit because I definitely got a lot of the, you know, mouth sound mouth smacking going on. And you were loud enough. Like, you didn't need to be that close to the microphone, because even if you were, like, just back a little bit further, I think we still would have heard you. Because, definitely would have heard you. Because then when you got, like, into, like, the more louder or intense notes, it kind of started to resonate. Like, it didn't top out, but it started resonating like it was going to top out. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, danger zone. But I really thought that you had pretty good dynamics in this. Like, that's something I don't see a lot. I haven't seen a terribly lot of during this audition process. So the fact that, like, there was one section where, like, you got, like, really intense and then you kind of faded off into, like, this, like, really soft sweetness. And, like, that really impressed me and got my attention. So I thought that was really good. Jeffers?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a nice touch because, I don't know, personally for me, this isn't my favorite song in the world. And it's, like, kind of boring.
Like the only way to make it interesting is by playing with it. If you just sing it like straight out, like the way it is, it's a rather dull, boring song.
Bland.
Yeah.
And we said that last season too.
Yeah, that I remember that now. That was, we were like, all right, we're good on it, but it's kind of a bleh song.
Yeah.
Let's see. I agree with Zell that some parts, the phrasing or the pacing sounded strange. Like, I think the lyrics are right, but the pacing through the lyrics wasn't quite right. That's about it. Oh, actually, my other note was, it sounds kind of like Sukkono. Like, faintly. I don't know, the tone.
Oh, God. Not another, what was it, last season?
Oh, yeah, we thought that Bright was, like, and somebody else, like, they were
Saigo.
Really some...
Saigo.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven Dansu.
Saigo, who is Bright Disaster. Did you not know that, Zelina?
What? No, I know. Okay. I still refer to him. Well,
Sligo, but last year, if you looked back, it would be he's not on there as bright. Okay, I get what you mean now. Okay.
But anyway, I didn't mean like he sounds similar. Just like that kind of not nasal, but that sound that they have. It sounded similar.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like Sakono has that kind of not nasal tone. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of
accented. Like he has accents in his singing.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeses and noes. Let's go, people.
I'm a yes.
I have a yes.
I had a maybe, but sure. It was leaning towards yes. So.
All right, Chester, you are in. First person to be in this episode. Wow. We really are critical tonight. Congratulations. Welcome to the welcome to the competition, Chester. Number 27. I'm going to be counting as we go through.
Okay.
All right.
So, coming up next is...
Okay, I don't have the numbers written down on this, so someone has to...
Anime Maniac 25779, or 25,779.
God, I thought you were just singing that song from Anime Maniac. Yeah, we're just calling you Anime Maniac, with numbers. For a second, I thought you were singing I thought you were singing Seasons of Love for a second. There was like 525,000 numbers, my name.
Oh boy, I'm kind of like sick of that song after hearing it so many times mixing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You had to mix that song.
Yeah, but it was an awesome mix. So, all right, mm-hmm. Let's do this.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, for you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them would ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see, it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
So I just want to reenact for you all what happened when we unmuted our mics. First thing when we unmute the mics is Zelina going, Yambi gets Randy Newman, Yambi gets Randy Newman. So I just wanted to reenact that because it was hilarious.
And then Ambi was like, and then Zell was like,
and then we were like, oh man, we never record the good stuff. So now I'm telling you what happened. So
she was freaky.
It's like you were there. Only you weren't. You're in a listen party listening to this, or at your computer, or listening on the archive, or something like that. But anyways.
Something.
On to Animaniac. Okay. Again, this is another person who I really liked their tone. I thought they had a nice tone, but I thought they sounded extremely bored the entire time. Like, there was this thing they were doing where, like, at the end of a word, they would kind of just, like, drop off the end of it, and it kind of like when like a like almost seemed like they were sighing at the end of their words, and it was just like I'm so bored with this song, and I know
you're singing Randy Newman, just sound happier.
Yeah, I know Randy Newman sucks, but you know,
these two and they're
happy about how much he sucks. I don't know, it just and that really like took me out of it, because like I really liked your tone, but you just didn't seem like you were into the song at all. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm gonna audition for this show now. And I would have liked some more, I don't know, enthusiasm or something. I don't know. Jeffers? Like, that was really all I had. Like that was my biggest pet peeve, like, thing with this. Peeve, I guess. Offense.
My first note was... Oh, you get that?
Now I'm done. I promise.
Okay. Sorry. My first note was like, what in the world? Because I opened the wrong file.
Oh.
Because I was like, I swore this was a girl, but now it sounds like a guy. What's going on? Because there's another person later in the episode that has a kind of similar sounding name.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Animaniac. I agree. It was vocally all right, but I wasn't a fan of the song and your performance. And some of your lower parts seemed to push your range a little bit. And I would have liked you to hold some of your notes a little bit longer, and that also would have helped fix Andy's sighing endings. But that's about it that I have. Just the performance needed work.
Oh, neat. Okay. First note, Randy Newman. Dot dot frickin' dot.
Is the frickin' written in?
Kinda, yeah.
Awesome.
It's censored. It's censored.
Oh, really?
All right, next note. Nice voice, song choice, not wise. I just don't think this is an actual good song choice overall for a lot of things. Because this song, as somebody said, the song is pretty much boring. Let's see. And Jeffers already beat me to a bit. A lot of the lower notes weren't quite there. Like it either needed more support, or it wasn't just, or what? Or it wasn't your range.
So, do you still have food in your mouth from dinner?
No.
She's
No.
eating, people. She's eating.
Leave me alone.
She's pulling an aria.
Shh. I don't have Skittles. I have. Oh God, I can't even say now just because I know what's gonna happen. All right.
It's something Mexican, isn't it? It's
I should
something
have stayed
Mexican.
quiet.
A quesadilla,
Taco?
fajita.
Both. I hate a quesadilla.
Ooh.
Yummy.
Ooh.
Jeffers is good. Okay, but yeah, nice voice. Lower notes not quite there. Song is boring. Ill Randy Newman.
So basically, not a good song choice, but we liked your voice.
Right.
Yeah, agree. Concur. Ooh, concur. I like that. I'm gonna use that more often. Concur.
I concur.
I
I.
concur.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway, I have maybe leaning towards no, because a lot of people we put through have both the performance and the singing, and I think that your performance needed a little bit more
Yeah,
work on.
I
Like,
agree.
the singing was decent, but you need both in this.
Yeah, it's at the
Right.
point
So,
now where
yeah.
this is one of those things if you audition earlier, you picked a different song choice, you might have made it through.
Yeah, like on your second try, but this was, yeah, I'm just gonna keep saying,
Sorry. Sorry, Anime Maniac 25779.
Sad face, sad face.
Sad face.
All right.
All right, so coming up next is, I don't know how to pronounce their like actual screen name, but they're calling themselves Ellie. Can you pronounce the actual screen name?
L. I just listened to Acted.
Elheim.
I just listened to Acted the
Elheim.
other day and they couldn't pronounce it either, so I don't feel so bad.
Okay. Maybe it's Yiddish or something.
Elheim? El. No, I.
Elheim. Where's Reed when you need him?
I know.
All
We're just
right.
gonna call you Ellie.
Ellie.
Ellie. Ellie is up next.
I sense there's something in the
And that was
Sorry, I messed up.
Ellie, and yeah, okay, Ellie.
Just gonna go with
okay,
that.
yes, we're gonna go with that. Okay, well, first, I don't really like the song, but apart from that, I wasn't very fond of some of the sliding you were doing around within your notes. Like, at the end of a lot of your singing notes, you would slide down. It's like there's something in the wind, and
Yeah.
I didn't really like that. It made it sound really kind of unpolished and sloppy. And because of that, I wrote down that it was pitchy, but I'm not really sure how much of that was pitchiness and how much of it was inappropriate sliding. I think I didn't like the performance on the song either, because your singing sounded very, like, crisp and sharp, and it sounded a little too bright and shrill. That sounds bad, but, like, it was too strong for the song, because I would have preferred a more soft and melodic take on it. And, yeah, that's all I have. Zell?
For me, I only have, like, 3 notes, really. It's very pitchy. I wasn't a real big fan of the glissandos, and she sounded tortured in this, or it just sounded very tortured for me. Not like that's what her emotion was, it's just that's how it came out.
Like, it sounded strained, maybe?
Probably, yeah. It just sounded like she herself, when she was singing, it didn't sound right. And that's all I have, Andy.
Yeah, to me, the way I have it was, it sounded like she was forcing soprano. Like, she's one of those people that really should be singing more a lot, like a little, not like alto, but almost mezzo. Like mezzo. And they, like, have it in their head that they're a soprano, so they force out the soprano, and it sounds forced. Like, it's not a natural, it doesn't flow freely and naturally. And this sounded really like forced soprano. I thought the pitch control was, but I think that rather than pitch control, I think what I'm thinking more is what Jeffers said with, like, the sliding, and it just...
The glissandos.
Fancy term. the glissandos. Sliding, for those of you who aren't all fancy. For those of you who aren't MC...
I'm sorry.
For those of you who aren't me, Fred Bob. Hi, me, Fred Bob.
He got on my case last season.
Yeah. But I wrote down that it was a little squeaky. Like, you were kind of squeaking out the notes a little bit. But it was, I think that was kind of like in that forced soprano thing. But yeah, it just didn't work for me. So I have to say no, I'm sorry.
I'm also no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ellie. Yeah. All right. So moving on is Animated 93, which is the person I played instead of Anime Maniac.
Okay. Anime, Animated, similar. I could see where you messed up the names.
Not too far. It's not that much of a stretch.
Anime, that's like anime.
Anyway, Animated 93, you're up.
There's a great big and beautiful tomorrow. Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart, and when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
All right, Animated 93 with There's a Great Big Beautiful tomorrow.
The Carousel of Progress song.
Yes, we got that a lot during the Disney Park Second Chance Week.
Yeah.
Or Second Chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the best ride to ride at Magic Kingdom on a hot day when you just want to sit down in air conditioning and take a nap. Best ride for a nap.
Brought to you by your backpack buddy.
Yeah.
She knows how everything works.
Oh, yeah. If you want to take a nap indoors, you go on Carousel of Progress, House of Presidents, or The American Adventure. That's the best air-conditioned inside nap location.
Wow. All historical sounding, too.
Exactly. Because they're really boring.
Good effort, Disney. All right. That was funny.
Oh, dear.
Is that a dog playing with a squeaky toy?
That's my Chihuahua Terrier is playing in the background.
Okay. Zelina, you're up first on this side.
All right. Apparently from last season, there's different versions of this song, Shut Up Bird, and I think this is the jazzy version. Is this the jazzy version, Ambi?
I really, because the jazzy version is like, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, because it's like the doo-wop-y, they have like,
right. Oh, okay. It's more doo-wop-y.
It's a little, yeah.
Okay, because it's had like an Al Jolson feel to it for me a little bit on the vocals, but other than that, it needed a lot more energy and emotion for me. And I don't know notes of the song very well, so Ambi, Disney Park person.
It's like, you, the crazy one that's, like, obsessed with the parks. Oh, who, me? Yes, me. I thought you meant Omi Pride 09. No. Hold on a second. Oh, no, I lost the page.
Shall I go in the meantime?
Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, no, I got it.
Okay, cool.
All right. I feel like you had a really, like, interesting tone, and, like, your voice as a whole was really interesting. It's, like, it's almost like nothing I've ever heard before. So, like, that really appealed to me. However, like, I kind of thought this was a blah performance. Because even though the attraction is blah, like, actually riding on it, the song is kind of like, you know, happy peppy, like, there's a tomorrow, and it's bright and beautiful, and it's coming. Gosh, gee, golly, whiz. And I just didn't...
Jinkies,
yeah. And I just didn't really feel that, like, kind of spark of it. One little spark of inspiration. No, damn it, Ambi, don't do that. Don't go there.
Oh, that's that song.
Song from hell.
What?
I thought it was Small World.
I'll explain later, Jeffers. I'll explain later.
Okay.
So I just overall, like, I really, really like your voice, and I feel like you have a very well trained voice. It seemed like you knew what you were doing with it. And, like, all the notes were right. Like, all the pitches were right. Okay. All the notes were right. It just needed a little extra oomph behind it. So, like, I'm a little torn because I really like your voice. Duffers, I'm done.
Basically, my same notes are exactly what they said. More energy and performance. I had down earlier, some parts sounded strange and pitchy. But, like, on the second listen, I realized I think it's just the song. I'm not really familiar with this one too much. But, yeah, just more energy. And that's it.
All right, so we got
a big maybe for
me. I also
me.
Have a big maybe, too, so.
Let's get back to him later.
No, I will set the ball in motion, but I want to explain it first.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Animated 93, I think you have a very promising voice. And I'm gonna say yes and give you a chance, but you have to bring it in the next round. Like, it needs to be, like, performance needs to be upped, like, 150%, or I'm not gonna say yes again. Like, I feel like you really have it in you. I don't know, there was just something about it that, I don't know. I'm saying yes.
It's kind of like me, Fred Bob, that he had a good voice, but the emotion wasn't there.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if you can do it, if you can do the second half of what we're looking for. So I'm curious to see what he does. So I'm saying yes.
I can agree with that. Like, I liked it. I just thought it needed more energy and emotion, and yeah, I just said a yes.
Now it's all okay. Jeffers.
Oh, am I gonna be evil?
Bom, bom, bom. Crush people.
See, I actually had a maybe leaning to no, because we've said no to people that haven't had both parts in the past.
See, that's. But, I can understand that as well. So, like, if you want to say no, I will support you in that. Like, because, I mean, we do have a lot of people. I will support you if you want to say no.
Well, how strongly do you feel about this person? Because I can be swayed, because I'm on the maybe, but I'm not, like, completely set.
I will admit it's a yes, but, like, for me, it's a yes, but it's a, if you don't bring it, like, mad next week, I will never, ever, ever say yes again type of thing. Like,
it's like a trial version.
Yeah, like, it's a trial version yes from me. It's not, like, a solid, like, oh, yes, a million times yes. It's a... yes. Kind of yes.
Okay. Well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, because personally, Ambi being angry is a lot scarier than being cut. personally, from my experience.
I would not be angry if you said, I would not be angry if you said no. I'm in a very good mood.
No, I meant, I meant, really I meant good... him.
Oh.
I meant him not stepping up to your expectations.
Oh, so you're basically throwing him to the Ambi shark.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so you're through, but you gotta prove yourself or Ambi will eat you next week. Literally, really. I will devour your world. That is my nickname. Is I am Ambi, Devourer of Worlds. So you're in, but this is
nice.
But this is a very thin, thin line. You gotta bring it. Bring to the it. Yeah.
What is it?
The it is the whole package. You gotta bring the whole package.
Okie dokie. Oh, there's going to you.
So speaking of park employees and Ambi, guess up who's up next.
Is my jackpack buddy next? Oh. Is my jackpack buddy next? Is my jackpack buddy next?
You got it. Homie's 509 is up next.